right, we got Chimes. We got the Purrs. And we've got Stella. Okay, so today is the observance of Earth Day. It's pretty wet, actually, so they canceled it here in Framingham. And it's also, Passover begins at sundown, day before the full moon. So we got a full moon coming in Scorpio. We have our moon today in Libra, though. It's Monday, the 22nd of April. And this is dailyastrocat.com. Now, something curious about the moon being in Libra, that's where the South Node is. That's where the things are that we need to be leaving behind us, right? So did we really leave it behind us or not? We really have to come to terms with that to figure out what it is that we're going to do, because the planets that are in Aries, and that would be our friends, you know, our friends, right? We got friends in Aries, right? Yeah, we do. We've got Mercury, we've got Venus, we've got the North Node, and we've got Chiron. So that's that karmic destiny point, as well as our health and everything like that. So we really got to be looking at that. And, you know, honestly, the sun's moved on into Taurus. Have you? Now, think about this, because this Libra point is very important, because in order for us to move forward, we still have to deal with this. Because where the moon's at today, that's forming one of those yod things, you know, that finger of God thing. So we have Uranus and Jupiter, who are conjunct, and they're sextile to Mars in Pisces, which is, you know, that's a helpful aspect. Mars is going to be moving along and trying to push those planets forward, just making sure that we get those things done creatively in Pisces, so that when we get into that Taurus season, we can sit back and reap some benefits from it, right? We got to do the work now, though, because now that work is coming out and it's going to just push forward. Mars is going to be exiting Pisces very soon. And when it does, that's when things are going to get really, really fast, really quickly. Okay. So, you know, just looking at it from that standpoint, and then we have that black moon Lilith. Just going, it wants more. There's something here that's driving us, that's got to push us forward. Even if we're not pushing ourselves forward, we still have to know that we're moving in that direction. Okay? So with that being said, and this that moon, let's keep this short and sweet, okay? Because Monday's going to be a big day. We know it already is a big day, because that's just the way Mondays are. We got to go to work. We got to go in. The moon's in Libra. That means that legal stuff will definitely be in the news. And, you know, the moon demands that justice moves forward. The pace is going to accelerate. It accelerates for justice. It accelerates for you finding justice for yourself, okay? You got to do yourself some justice here and get ready to move on, okay? The sun is now in Taurus, and honestly, that's where we should be too. We got to be there. Today's keyword is enough. The color is baby blue. Now, with the sun firmly in Taurus, we need to honor this new phase of our personal growth. Got to focus on what is profitable and leave distractions behind. Okay, leave them behind, whatever they happen to be. Quiet discipline is what you're going to need to be able to do this. The full moon in Scorpio will illuminate some of your worst habits. Would it be best to shed them right now, today, before they're apparent to everybody tomorrow? And quite honestly, your partner is the bridge between you and your creative actions and positive outcomes. If you please one, meaning your partner, you can please others. This is called feedback. Don't create in a vacuum, okay? In 1970, the first Earth Day was celebrated. It was founded by Gaylord Nelson. And in 1904, one Robert Oppenheimer, an American theoretical physicist. And, you know, you saw that movie, right, Oppenheimer? If you didn't, then you know what it's about, right? You saw the hype. He headed up the Manhattan Project. He was born in New York City, and he died in 1967, and that's all we have for you. Our color is baby blue, and the key word is enough. Enough. That's it. We're done here. Today is a 7. Happy astrocatting. Thank you.